Fancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Hi everybody, it's Tim Babb, the T in Tancast. And when I'm not Tancasting, I'm actually a stand-up comedian. And as a comic, I gotta come up with jokes. So what I do is I carry a recorder around with me. So if I come up with an idea for a joke, I can just record it, and then I can write it down later, flesh it out into a joke. I say all this because I have a recording here I made while driving, trying to come up with a joke while I was driving the car. Here comes the hilarious results.
I'm getting a little tired of Panda Express. Because every time I go, they always run out of sweet and sour pork. And that's annoying enough as it is, but they always act like it's my fault. They'll be like, oh, we're out of sweet and sour pork. Well, could you make some more? I was going to pay for it. It's not like I wanted it for free. It's not like I was waiting for you to hook me up with some... Get in one fucking lane or the other! Fuck is wrong with you? I'm so glad I got this on recorder. Oh, yeah, don't let me in. Yeah, don't let me in. Yeah, fuck me. Is that... Fuck you! Fuck you! Die, you fucking cum smear! I thought I was going to record a bit. Turns out I'm going to record myself snapping. L.A. traffic will make you want to murder somebody. That's why there's shootings. That's why there's shootings in L.A. If I had a gun, I would kill this person that's RAV4 right now. And not... I would sleep the sleep of angels tonight by a bullet in your fucking brain! Die! What was I saying about Panda Express? I don't even remember.
Fuck it.
What do you think? Should I put it in the act? No? All right. On with the Tancast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast, who is on time for things.
I am Andy, the A in Tancast, who is
who cannot make that claim.
Always late. I can reschedule things and then be late for that.
That's how he rolls, fellas and ladies.
And ladies.
Can't forget about the ladies.
Yeah, ladies. Don't forget. I'm always late. I'm never premature.
Noah, who are you?
Oh, wait. I'm Noah. That's right. I'm Noah. Everybody.
There it is. Not only can Andy reschedule things, he can reschedule them multiple times and not be there for any of them. Wait, can we do it here? No. Can we do it here? Wait, can we do it here? Wait, I can't do it here. Can we do it here? How about here? How about hit now? No.
How about then?
Can we do it in the past? Can we go back in time?
Yes. He actually did. He actually had the balls to say that. Oh, I shouldn't have rescheduled it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And what were you doing, Andy?
I was meeting
up with a
customer
off of mine. A bunch of dudes and seals.
Yep, just going down the list. Dude, seal. Dude, seal. Dude, seal. Because you really got to get something to wash that seal spunk out of your mouth.
Manatee, get out of here. You're not till Thursday.
I love me some manatee.
Manatee Thursdays.
All right, so in answer to Noah's actual question, let's hear Andy's actual stupid excuse. Let's go.
I was seeing a cousin of mine that I haven't seen in like 2 years since before his divorce. He just happened to be in town, so.
And how's he doing?
He's doing okay. He owns a small business now and seems to be kind of over his, well, gives a good indication of being over his ex-wife.
Well, that's
they were married
good.
For like a year before she filed for divorce.
That bitch.
They're from Hollywood?
Yeah. Nope, North Carolina. Apparently she checked the genealogies and figured out that he wasn't her third cousin.
She's having none of it.
None of it.
She's like, I only do
if our kids aren't going to have deformed foreheads, I want no part of this.
Yep. And of course, everyone in North Carolina is like, no, sir, that's South Carolina.
Or paper.
Did you see that thing on The Daily Show where they did like a montage of everything that's been wrong with South Carolina in the news recently?
Yes. And laughed my ass off.
I was like, wow. Maybe South Carolina is the most fucked up state.
It's pushing right up against Florida, I think.
You mean geographically?
Well, and or... in terms of being the most fucked up state.
All right.
It'd have to pinch off all of Georgia's seacoast to get to Florida. And goddamn it, we're gonna keep our coast.
Keep it in your pants.
That's Noah, ladies and gentlemen, making up songs, derailing the conversation.
And that's not really derailing. That's more accenting the conversation.
Yeah, if Noah was like, religious, he'd be the deacon standing there.
I was going to say.
Making up the songs about what the preacher just said. And I said, he said!
It's like that episode of Family Guy where they hired Michael McDonald to sing everything they said right after they said it. Like, so, we're going to go fishing? Oh, we're going to go fishing!
I kind of sound like that one guy that has a Michael something.
Ian Black?
No, the singer. The white-haired singer, white guy. He has a funny voice. I don't know.
Bubble?
No.
Michael McDonald?
Maybe.
Isn't that what I said?
Michael Bolton?
I said maybe.
Yeah. No, I meant when I started, I said Michael McDonald.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that is him. Look at that.
Well, at least I did the impression good. Good enough for Noah, anyway.
Hey, that kind of sounds like exactly the guy that you were trying to sound like.
Good job.
Nailed it!
Tim win, Noah fail.
Shall we tan laugh it up?
I think we should.
I'm sure we shall.
Tan laughs! I have a feeling... we're all going to do tan laughs from the same person, because only one person has sent us a tan laugh in the last week.
Nobody loves us.
I have old tan laughs, but I'm going to go off a different set of jokes I have. Still there.
Oh, look at Noah!
Stick it in your motherfucking ear, motherfucker!
Not in my motherfucking ear. I am watching the Michael Jackson 30th anniversary special while we tancast.
Of course you are, you.
Because I'm recording it onto DVD from my DVR.
Oh, before you don't have the DVR anymore?
That is correct.
Excellent.
So I'm going to go with this. I'm just going to read one or two of these. These are jokes from Janelle, who sent them. Oh, I forgot to say. So send us some tan laughs, is what I'm saying. We could use some more tan laughs. Fucktards at tancast.com, or yourmom@tancast.com, or Tim, or Andy, or Noah@tancast.com, if you want to send them individually. We love some laughs. We want you to make us laugh. We make you laugh every week, in theory.
That was our fictitious business plan.
That was our pie in the sky goal. That was like, alright, everything goes right. We make them laugh every week. Short of that is the last 59 episodes. Anyway, so this one's from Janelle, and the subject line in this email was, "Let's offend everyone. Jokes for Tancast." So these all are
are jokes that offend people?
Racist. There we go. I was going to say, they're not just racist, though. Some sexist. What do you call it when something's against gay people? Gayist? Prejudice. They're all prejudice. How about that? Woohoo!
What's a bigot?
Yay! Is bigot Tim has words.
A bigot is a person who is prejudiced.
Okay.
I thought bigot was mostly referred to race.
According to Wikipedia, a bigot is a person who is obstinately and irrationally, often intolerantly, devoted to his or her own religion, political party, organization, belief, or opinion, especially one who regards or treats those of differing devotion with hatred and intolerance.
The more you know... Tancast.
The less you listen to Tancast.
You know, this is the first neighborhood I've been in a while that actually has an ice cream truck that drives around.
We just started having an ice cream truck go through our neighborhood.
I was like, this is kind of...
If he sells bootleg DVDs.
I did not.
A lot of ice
that.
Cream people seem to sell bootleg DVDs. Mm. Genius.
Really?
That's what I'm told.
Oh, you've never like went up to ice cream guy and be like, "Hey, you got funny people?"
I've never particularly been interested in buying purchasing a bootleg DVD.
You're poor though.
Right. So I just go without.
Don't you want to save some money? With your
I do save some money. I don't see the movie. I've saved the maximum amount of money. Sit here staring at my nuts.
And your wife goes off and wastes it. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Actually, get to that later. Anyway, so these jokes. Where does an Irish family go on vacation?
I don't know.
A different bar.
Oh,
Hey-o!
I'm Irish. I'm allowed to laugh.
What did the Chinese couple name their tan, curly-haired baby?
I don't know.
Some Ting Wong. I picked that one because it had tan in it.
Yes.
You get bonus points if you've managed to include tan in your tan laugh.
Tim is easy to please. Just ask his mama.
Unless you show me a Transformers movie, I am easy to please.
What about G.I. Joe movie?
Or What Not to Wear, or fucking Bridezillas. But more on that later. Now, to Noah's tan laugh.
Oh.
Or Andy's, whoever wants to go next.
I'll go. What do you call a black guy flying an aeroplane?
What?
The pilot, you racist fuck.
I heard a similar one. What did the Chinese guy say when the Jewish guy asked him, what's 12 minus 7?
I don't know.
5, you fucking racist.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Did we ever do the tan laugh from Emily that deals with a sunburned penis?
Yes.
Damn it.
Because I remember, because that also had tan in it, and I meant to mention it at the time, but we got off on a tangent.
Yes.
See how I emphasize tan in the word tangent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as
so
we...
So clever.
Often will do.
Oh, Tim Babb.
We are seasoned professionals over here.
Nope, I've done those.
Seasoned with freckles of shit.
Seasoned with stinky cheese.
I don't have any tan laughs this week. How about
know
that?
No, what, Andy? You do have some tan laughs. And you just hold on a damn moment, and I will give you some.
Well, I guess I can do the rest of Janelle's. How about that?
There you go.
Yep, Tim left me a bunch. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, that's what I do.
What do you call it when an Italian has one arm shorter than the other?
What?
A speech impediment. What do you call a Mississippi farmer with a sheep under each arm?
What?
Pimp.
A true PIMP. Driver's heads sorry.
What was that? Oh, sorry.
I said true PIMP.
Well, I don't know what y'all heard about me. Why do driver's ed classes in redneck schools use the car only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays? Because on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the sex ed class uses it.
Of course they do.
What's the difference between a southern zoo and a northern zoo?
Location.
The southern zoo has a description of the animal on the front of the cage, along with a recipe. Oh, I love the next one, but I'll end on this one. Thank you, Noah.
Noah, I don't know what Noah is doing.
Noah's just IMS. Noah's all about back-channel communications here. So, last joke from Janelle here. How do you get a sweet little 80-year-old lady to say the F word?
How?
You get another sweet little 80-year-old lady to yell bingo. I love that one.
All right, it's important to note what Noah has been sending us. One of them is a link of 101 drunk girls motorboating. For the uninitiated, motorboating is a term for putting your face in between a woman's breasts and going... Although in some cases, these women are just licking the breasts, which, while acceptable, does not technically qualify in motorboating, if you're going to ask me.
I'm not going to call it technical on them. But yeah, there's one doing it to herself.
Wait a minute.
What?
This is not a drunk girl motorboating.
Oh, yeah, there's some guys in there.
That's a drunk girl being motorbit. Boated.
And that guy...
Motorbo-died.
That guy looks drunk, though. He's very red.
Yes. He's red all the way back up his head.
And what is this other thing? The Sublime Times? Noah, that was for you.
You sent the link, Noah. Describe it.
Click on it.
I did. I'm looking at it. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, just the pictures at the bottom. Mostly last week's. With the old guy and the girl.
Lovely.
She looks so happy. She's like, yeah, what's going on?
You know, I've got to say, it doesn't matter, you know, how old or responsible or grown up or whatever I get. Seeing girls licking each other's boobs always makes my pants a little tighter.
I think you're just getting fatter.
I was going to say, you know what else makes Andy's pants a little tighter? The double-double special, the In-N-Out burger.
Double-double.
And some Crocs, 50% off.
Animal. Well, sure, I mean, he's just going through the drive-thru. Why put on shoes? Why not just put on failure flops?
Failure flops.
I hate you both.
Did you show your cousin your Crocs? Hey. I know you haven't seen me in a while. Look what Andy's got.
Look who's moving up in the world.
Big stepping in Crocs.
Big pepper.
Stepping out with my Crocs on. Look so shitty all day long.
I hate you both. Why won't you die?
Oh, we will.
Because we aren't wearing Crocs. We got real shoes and got real socks like real men.
Yeah, so if someone chases, we can run away.
I'm going to stab you both right in the eye with this pen.
No, you won't.
How you gonna catch up?
You'll
to
make an appointment to stab us, and then be 4 hours late for that appointment. By then, us and our necks will no longer be in the area. Every time Andy has a move, we can counter it. Brilliant!
Unless he tells us he's not coming. I mean, unless he doesn't tell us he's coming.
It's like arm wrestling an octopus.
Oh, those octopi.
The Jacksons are performing the shit out of this song. How it is, they're running all over the stage. Michael's like the second youngest. They all gotta be hella old to be running around. And I'm surprised they didn't die first of a heart attack right on the stage. Just, bacon.
What about the John Hughes? He's dead now.
That is, yeah. Apparently someone's systematically killing off the 80s.
Yep.
So all I'm saying is, George Bush Sr., watch out. Someone has got a vendetta against the 80s, and you were involved.
Who's next?
Swayze.
Ooh, yeah.
He had some hits in the 80s.
That's very likely.
I don't know. I think someone's going to die before Swayze. Well, obviously.
I mean, but technically, someone's dying right now.
And
someone
now.
Famous.
And now.
And then.
And 5 seconds from now.
Britney Spears in a drunken car crash. Aww. With Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton. I'm sorry, that's my masturbatory fantasy.
That's cold.
Speaking of masturbatory fantasy, I'm going to have to close these drunk girls motorboating.
So a friend of mine posted on Facebook that she would like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck to fight to the death over a ham sandwich, and then she would like to kill the winner with that ham sandwich. And then someone wrote that you've just said out loud my masturbatory fantasies. Were you going for the Star Trek fight theme
I'm
there?
Sure you meant. Something
like that.
No, it's just a little more chipper. Like, we're gonna fight. Yeah, gonna fight.
It's like the
Mr.
Rogers neighborhood gonna fight.
Whenever I do it, I always think of the scene from Cable Guy.
Right.
And
right.
Does he do kind of a bruh?
Yes, but your tempo, it was way tempoed.
Oh, okay.
and just so upbeat, like, it just, I don't know, it just sounds like the most upbeat fight ever. Like, even West Side Story is like, come on, a little gay.
Aren't you chipper when you're fighting to the death?
Am I ever?
Did you guys...
Andy.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, wait, no. Noah's got a story. Oh, wait, and a link, probably.
No. Nope, I was just going to say, did you get the... I assume you all forgot the link that someone sent about the Weird Al song.
Yeah, hang on. I had already seen it. Oh, look, Andy has sent us the link of the actual fight scene from Star Trek, from Amok Time. Yes, I had already seen that Weird Al song. It wasn't a huge... It was Matt, or Matthew. I don't know if he prefers Matthew, but his email says... Matthew, like a man. Or Matt, also like a man. I'm not here to judge names. My name's Tim, for fuck's sakes.
Is there no sound to this thing?
The Amok Time?
Yeah.
There was sound.
There's definitely sound.
Oh, okay. I see what's going on here. Hold on.
All right. Well, while we're holding on, Andy, a while back, you had wanted to tell us your interesting jury story, but I don't think you ever got to.
Oh, yeah. The interesting jury story that I thought was going to be my big news for the week, that my dad died.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try and bring that back up.
Yeah.
Didn't want to
Andy,
some
here's something that will cheer you up.
It sucks. He's not around
that
anymore.
That was literally the last thing I talked to my dad about, was I told him how jury duty went. And then he had to go. And then he went. And he was doing it, and now it's done.
Did you say that? Andy's dad, he did it. No.
No.
I wish I could have made it up there to the memorial service. I would have said that. No, I wouldn't have. But I would have said it to Andy at some point to try and get him to laugh.
Yeah, and you would have been successful.
I don't know. I have to pick my moment. You can't. That's the problem with being someone who only has one consoling, what do you call it, device. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a lot of levels. Like, I can make you laugh, or I can leave you alone. Those are my two things I can do.
Now you can do it live, Tim.
Yep.
Either make me laugh or leave me alone.
I'll either make you laugh or I'll just step out of the room and let you deal with shit. No, this is just some serious shit. Oh, well, lock Tim in a box. Make sure he doesn't get in here.
That's what I'll say at your funeral, Tim. Tim, he left me alone.
He's finally left all of us alone.
Oh, so jury duty.
Yay!
I'll try to do the short version, and I'm sure I'm going to Andy this up a bit, but the...
How couldn't you? You are Andy.
It's what you do.
The basic situation was there were six of us, which was, you know, weird for me because I'm used to watching Perry Mason, and there's always 12 people on a jury in Perry Mason.
Is this a jury light?
Yes.
This is less half calories. The calories of the normal jury?
Yep, and it was a DUI / reckless driving charge. The crux of it is the girl wasn't actually observed driving. The cop pulls up behind her on the inside median of a freeway. So to give you an idea, the freeway's like 4 or 5 lanes wide in each direction at this point, and there's a great big median on the right-hand side, but there's also a median on the left-hand side where you can comfortably, like if you split the distance between the wall that keeps people from crashing through and oncoming traffic, and the outside of what should be the fast lane, you can comfortably open both car doors and step out and not feel like you're about to get hit or, you know, bump your car door against the wall. So it's a pretty substantial median. But she's on the inside median in the middle of the night. So the cop pulls up behind her, you know, turns on the lights and goes up. She's asleep. Her passenger's asleep. He knocks on the door, wakes her up, does the field sobriety tests, and then arrests her. And he does the one, what they call it, horizontal gaze nystagmus, where he's doing the hand back and forth and watching to see if her eyes tick or if they kind of smoothly follow the light source that they're supposed to be following. And he did the walk a straight line, 9 paces out, turn and walk 9 paces back, heel to toe. And he did the... what was it? I think it's the stand on one leg test or something like that. And also had her blow into a breathalyzer that took... it was just a positive or negative for alcohol. Didn't show, like, a blood content. And she blew positive. And she told him that she'd had, like, 1 glass of wine or something like that. So he took her in, and she declined taking the actual breathalyzer once he got her to the police station. And she's from out of town, out of state, so the fact that the downside for taking the breathalyzer is you won't be able to drive on Georgia roads for a year. Well, she's going to leave town and not be back in Georgia for a year. So, you know, big whoop, why give him the breathalyzer to hang her with? So she had a pretty good attorney, and you know, they were making a really good case for why she had failed the field sobriety examination, and it was like, when the jury got back in the back room, we're like, yeah, you know, the cop has her at 4 o'clock, and you can see from the video that it's windy as hell. She's got on a like thin little shirt that she'd worn out clubbing, not something that you should be wearing when it's, you know, like 50 degrees outside and the wind's blowing. When it came time to do the walk the straight line, it was blowing so hard that it blew one of the contacts out of her eye. So she's like, it's not even just like she's blind in one eye, it's like she's got 2 different distances that her eyes are telling her because contacts and glasses change your like your focal distance. So things look a little bit further away when you've got corrective lenses in. So the attorney goes down all this list, and it's like, you know, he's making all these great points about the guys doing the test that her eyes are supposed to follow, while big rigs are going on just the other side of the wall behind him, 70 miles an hour. And, you know, that's making her eyes would be tricked to follow that. And, you know, she's trying to do the walk a straight line as she's shivering cold and has one contact in, and she's barefoot on a ground that's got, like, gravel and shit on it. Because it was either that or try to walk in these, like, 8-inch clubbing heels that she was wearing. You know, basically.
We be clubbing?
Platform shoes. So it's really looking, like, from the case that the defense guy is making, like, we're going to acquit her. But one thing she says on the stand is that she lied to the officer about having one glass of wine. She'd actually had two drinks, but that they were just, like, light little cocktails, and she'd had them, like, 4 hours before or 5 hours before or something like that. And they were cocktails called Blue Motorcycles. And when we get back and are talking about it in the jury room, everyone's like, and she only had two drinks. And I finally raise my hand. I'm like, yeah, I used to be something of a heavy drinker, and I can tell you all that Blue Motorcycles are like Long Island iced teas. So that's like 5 shots of alcohol in one drink, and she had 2 of them. And because this poor girl was unlucky enough to have a heavy drinker on her jury, she actually wound up getting convicted on both counts.
What an ass, dude! Just an ass! Just because she was black, you had to get in there and fuck shit up.
Did I tell you she was black? Did I say
I knew it!
He was tricking you, Andy!
He wasn't tricking me, I knew what he was doing.
I've tricked you into admitting your racism. The only reason you podcast with us is to keep your enemies close.
No, that's, you know, white-ass me. I'm the guy in the jury room where everyone's like, oh, you know, I don't like that she lied to the cop and that she wouldn't take the breathalyzer and everything. I'm like, hey, just because you wouldn't lie to a cop doesn't mean that she wasn't brought up with a different idea of police as being, you know, a bit more confrontational. Like, you know, don't give police information because they will use it to fuck you over. You know, if that's the way she was brought up, of course her gut reaction's going to be to lie to a cop. She doesn't have to tell him the truth. She's not under oath. But
really? Isn't it a crime to lie to a police officer?
It's a crime to hamper an investigation, but if he asks you how much you've had to drink and you tell him one glass of wine, you're not going to get convicted of anything for that. It's my understanding. Certainly weren't going to.
I don't think you're supposed to lie. I think they say just don't answer.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I was not answering by telling you an answer that it isn't.
Like, a long time ago, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is just cops being dick. A long time ago, I was out with some friends. We, you know, out late night just doing stupid stuff. And we got, you know, stopped by the cops. And one of my friends kept giving, like, a fake address or phone number. And they said, you know, if you keep doing that, we're going to, you know, they called, like, different numbers. It was, like, you know, it was not the number that you just, like, I might be a business or something. And they told them they're going to take them in. I don't know, maybe they just took him in because maybe it's hampering investigation. I don't know. But I thought...
Him in to be dicks.
Well, they didn't end up taking him in. He finally... Can they just do that? Like, hey, you're being a dick. Tim?
Yeah, they can make up all sorts of reasons.
What is that noise?
It's a little book called Sex, and if you press the button, it's a woman's voice going...
Oh, I remember that little book.
Yep, me too.
I'm surprised the battery still works. It's like 2002.
Yeah,
it's a good battery.
I don't use it very often.
I guess Tim's bored by our stories.
More than a little. No, I found it a while ago, and I was waiting for a good moment to use it. That was it.
No, it was not the good moment.
That was. Oh, I'm sorry, Noah, what? It wasn't? Teach me Obi-Wan Kenobi of interrupting conversations with random shit. When was I supposed to do it?
Never.
You know what? I don't believe you're really teaching me anything.
I'm teaching you so much.
I'm going to throw that out there. I think you're teaching me shit.
Yeah, the weird thing was, apparently the attorneys on both sides like kind of put their heads together and try to figure out who they think is going to wind up being elected the foreperson of the jury. And it was my first jury ever. I'd been trying to get this guy who'd been on like 5 other juries to be the foreman. I'm like, you know, you seem like a pretty rational guy. We've talked at lunch both days, you know, why don't you be the guy kind of directing our debate? He's like, I really don't want to. So there's this other girl in there, and she's like, you know, if nobody else wants to do it, I'll do it. I'm like, cool. And we're debating for a while, like long enough that we go and have lunch and come back. And when we come back, I guess it like started to weigh on her. She's like, I really don't want to do this. You know, I really don't want to be the person you know, telling the judge, you know, the person has to sign the paper and all the rest of that. You know, I just don't think that I could do that to another person. So at that point, they elected me the foreman of the jury. And apparently the attorneys had had me pegged all along that I was going to be the foreman. I'm like, why? Was it that I was the loudest one or the most bombastic? You figured I'd just, like, take over?
The largest one. You were the alpha dog by sheer size and volume, body mass.
I was like, I'm the youngest guy on the jury. Why did you think that I was going to be the foreman as opposed to any of these other people who are, you know, a decade or two older than me?
You were young and spry.
I guess.
Filled with piss and vinegar.
It's like,
hoping,
really?
Hoping
really?
Use this as a stepping stone to political office. I was elected foreman of a jury.
I was elected by a jury of five of my peers, simply because they had no better offers.
No better offers.
I think that's going to have to be a new part of the drinking game. The Tancast drinking game.
Take a half a drink every time Noah makes up a song. Because if you take a whole drink, you'll be fucked up.
Fucked up.
Also, if you're playing it where you take a drink where Andy talks for more than a minute at a time, I would space it out to 2 minutes this episode if you can still hear me. Or, if you did play it that way, don't drive, because you might get a jury with Andy, and he'll be like, play the Tancast drinking game, fuck him, he's going down. Not on my watch, motherfucker. I happen to be part of the Tancast drinking game. Know it, I wrote it.
I was on a jury.
I wasn't sure if it was over yet, so I wasn't sure if you could mention it yet.
Yeah. Well, I can mention it. It's over. The plaintiff died, so we had a mistrial.
Whoa.
Wow.
So, like, it was a asbestos case, and the guy got mesothelioma. Mm-hmm. So he'd already been diagnosed earlier in the year. I guess. Well, he actually had been diagnosed last year. I guess once you're diagnosed, usually you only have like a year. So, like, we had, like, a week break, and I guess the weekend before we were supposed to come back, he passed away. So, they're like, the judge's like, well, I'm going to have to declare a mistrial, and then it's going to turn into a wrongful death suit. So, there are, and the whole process is taking a while, because there's three defendants, I should say. GE was one of them, Cooper Bessemer, and John Crane. And then act two of them actually dropped out before we'd even found out they passed away. So I don't know if it would have ended earlier anyways, if the third guy was going to be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm the only one. But it was, I learned a lot more about asbestos than I ever thought I would.
Wait, when you say dropped out, what do you mean? Like, we don't want to be sued anymore. We're leaving.
They don't tell you why they're gone. They just said they're not a defendant in that case anymore.
Ah, it as in they paid them off.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they said not
to check.
I don't know if there's
You're
any other way to get
speculate,
out of it.
But I'm not on a jury.
Well, I guess they either could have done that, or the complainant had decided that they didn't have a good case against them specifically, or...
Just to be safe, I think I'm going to bleep out those names that you just said. It's probably a good idea,
companies?
Wouldn't you say? Yeah.
No, I mean, because it's not slander or anything. They were in a trial.
Yeah. It's public record that there was a trial and a mistrial, and those were the defendants.
Yes, but do you want the... All right.
It's up to you. I don't really care either way.
I would be worried about it, but it's not my... I wasn't on the jury. Fuck them.
Well, no, we're allowed to talk about it now.
Yeah.
Once you're out, you can say what you can talk all you want about it.
All right. So are you going to write your tell-all book?
No. What was interesting, though, is...
my mistrial.
They did this. Afterwards, the lawyers came out, and we could ask them questions. So they were like, you know, people were asking different questions about, you know, why they did certain things and...
So in our case, it kind of went the other direction, where the lawyers came out and were asking the jury questions. You know, like, can you give us some... And we were free to not talk to them if we didn't want to, but...
Yeah,
we'd actually told the prosecutor, we're like, hey, you know, she said that she had these blue motorcycles and you didn't enter into evidence what they were. You just kind of lucked out, because the case kind of turned on that.
And he's like, what? What kind of drinks are these?
No, it was actually
I may not be a big city lawyer, but I knows a fair share about drinking.
I say.
Boy, I said boy. I say boy, right? It's still Georgia. All right. Boy, I say boy.
So the staging of the Beat It number in this thing involved... I don't know if you guys have ever seen the video. We'll get back to the juries in a moment. trust me, the audience would like a respite as well. The probably not.
No, they're riveted.
I don't, you guys have seen the Beat It video, right?
Yes.
If not, there's a link in the show notes right now. Whatever the sound effect is this week just played. So you know the part where the two gangs meet each other in the warehouse and they start fighting, like they tie their hands together and they start, you know, fighting.
Yeah, they're keeping the knives way away from each other. It just seems like you need to reach out and stab the guy in the arm near the arm that's tied to you.
I would just
leave yourself open to an attack underneath.
I would just cycle the shit out of that motherfucker. I would just be like, ree, 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 ree.
I would quit the gang long before that became an issue. That's how I would handle it. I'm like, stabbing? Fuck that!
I thought we were here for cake. About stabbing while I signed up for this?
And shit.
Keeping it real.
We were a gang. I thought we were the get-along gang.
I thought we were going to hold hands in Kumbaya.
But anyway, the staged version of Beat It... after the two gang members are their hands are tied and then they start fighting, all of a sudden, the girl who I guess they were fighting over in this version, yeah, obviously there's no dialogue, but she comes in between them, separates them, and then gets stabbed, and then it's very sad.
That's good times right there.
But then one gang member carries her off, and Michael Jackson still does the same end dance. So apparently, no matter what the problem is with gang violence, it can always be solved by Michael Jackson dancing. Which I have often said, but no one's believed me till now. I hope now maybe this theory will get some traction. Unfortunately, it's too late.
Yeah, Tim, that theory is going to get traction like the theory that midgets taste like chocolate syrup.
They do.
Have you tasted every midget?
I've not tasted every midget.
Have you even tasted one midget? I'm going to say you have not put this theory into testing phase at all yet.
I think it actually needs to be proven that midgets taste like chocolate syrup.
Have you ever tasted a
not
midget?
Not the negative.
Have you ever tasted a midget? Answer the question, sir.
I have not.
Cut his mic.
Sir. Who can we get on the case? We need Perry Mason. Sorry, Tim seemed to be super lawyering out there for a moment, and I.
No, I was Bill O'Reilly-ing out.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up!
I wanted to sing
Cut his
Aussie.
Mic!
I don't have a good Aussie song for Bill O'Reilly. There's no Aussie song that just goes, douchebag, 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 douche, douchebag, douchebag.
Douchebag, douchebag all day long, a douchey, douchey bag. So anyway, more jury stuff. We now return to the discussion of jury.
No, that was really it.
I was just going to say...
Noah's tired because...
The lawyers asked us questions, too, but it was back and forth. They asked us questions, and then we asked them questions.
You asked the lawyers questions?
Yeah.
What'd you ask the lawyers about?
I don't know. Well, I asked them about why, like, so during the jury selection process, what they would do is our jury was 12 people plus 4 alternates.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had 18 people go up at a time. Maybe 16 people. I don't remember. But so people go up. They'd ask them questions based on this questionnaire we filled out earlier. And then... they go back and deliberate. They come back out, and people get dismissed. And so, usually, how it worked is, you know, the people who were made past the first round or whatever round we were on would, you know, move up in seats and stay there. They could bring in some other people to fill up the seats. They ask them questions, and they go back and deliberate. Sometimes, someone who made it past the previous round and didn't ask any questions in the next round would get dismissed. So I was curious about that. I was like, did you find someone better, or? That was all.
And what'd they say?
He said a couple different things, but basically he said, you know, sometimes, you know, you find someone else that you think would be a little bit better fit, and, you know, you dismiss the other person. And some people,
they were like, don't worry over your head about it, Darkie. We got this covered.
Sometimes, you know, they knew someone was just so tainted they wouldn't even talk to him. Like, no, it's okay. I know how you feel about this. We'll just go on to the next person.
That's why you should always gouge a swastika into your forehead before getting called for a jury duty.
One person said that if someone was brought to trial for rape, they probably did it. No, she's sure they did it.
Really?
Wow.
And she got dismissed. Yep.
Yeah, see, you got to practice actually... phrases like that to get yourself kicked off a jury.
It amazes me. Like they told us like the first day, like, you know, don't go home and do research about this. And people came back in, like, you know, when we came back in, like, yeah, I went home, did research. Researched it up. I was looking at everything.
Went to the guy's house. I had an independent doctor check him out. Here's the report. I got x-rays. Colonoscopy. I did that myself, actually.
Of course, those people got dismissed.
Easy ways to get kicked off a jury from TanCast. I think you just say, I listen to TanCast, you'll be kicked off the next day when the lawyers figure out what it is.
I don't know if you're going to bleep out the names, but you know, they asked if anyone owned stock in one of these companies. Well, any of the companies, but more specifically one of them, because one of them was bigger than the rest of them.
I mean, if you're not worried about it, I won't bleep them out.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. People ask, you know, if they own GE stock. And after people found out they could dismiss back, all sorts of people like, oh, you know what? I own GE stock. Yep, right here. And like they dismiss, and I don't know, maybe they dismiss them offhand and then they do research afterwards, but it seemed way too easy just to get out of it. Like they are like, oh, you own GE stock? Okay, you can go. They're like, really? Like, that's it? That's all it takes?
I went home and bought some GE stock so I could mention it the next day.
One person mentioned like a problem he had with getting people to watch his kids. And this one guy, he already tried to get out of it by saying he had a retirement plan, but it wasn't like you own specific stock. It was like you just pick this plan and then they'll buy a stock based on, you know, the value. I'm sure Annie knows what it's called.
It's a fund.
Yeah, it's a fund. So he was looking at his fund, and he had like GE stock in his fund, I think, and he's trying to get out that way, and that didn't work. And then he saw this one guy mention that, you know, he had problems, you know, getting people to watch his kids, and, you know, there wasn't a daycare, it's not going to be open. So after that, he's like, oh, I'm having problems getting my kids watched, too. It's like, oh, man. And then he got out of it.
Yeah, well, you know what, at that point, they're like, if somebody's going to lie to us or, like, make up reasons or whatever to not do their civic duty, then fuck it. Goodbye.
And I got my whopping check of $79, baby. Woo!
Oh, nice. Baller! Dinner's on Noah tonight, bitches!
Huh. I don't think I've received my check yet.
Andy's got screwed!
No, $30 for you, or I don't know how much longer you're in there.
No, it's like $25 a day.
No shit?
Ooh, damn. They'd be balled up in there. So we only get 15.
I need to get some Georgia jury duty. Fuck this California shit. Panny Annie fucking around.
You just need my case that lasts a really long time.
Yes. Well, I was trying to get on Michael Jackson's doctor's case, but apparently the prosecutor's dragging his feet.
Oh, well, Tim. Maybe next time.
That motherfucker can dance. He's doing Billie Jean right now. You can't fucking tell me he couldn't dance.
Yeah, I can.
I'll slap you in the face with my dick.
He couldn't dance, Tim.
My dick and your face have an appointment this Saturday at the barbecue.
I've canceled the appointment.
Yeah, my wife said that for delaying TanCast, as it turns out unnecessarily, I owed you both reach arounds. I pointed out to her, you know that presupposes that I'm, like, fucking them up the ass so that I can give them a reach around, right?
You don't have to be fucking somebody up the ass to give them a reach around.
Well, you just have to be behind them, but typically a reach around happens during other sexual activity.
You could be tossing the salad.
Well, true. But then that becomes a rusty trombone and not technically a reach around.
It's technically a reach around because you're reaching around.
I guess.
You could just be biting on my butt cheek.
You could just be kissing Noah softly on the back of his neck.
You could be kissing my little spot in my back that I'd like to be have kissed. You know, right there where my dimples are.
Okay. Welcome to TanCast episode 60, Shit Gets Uncomfortable.
Tim, you watched the Kevin Smith interview with, I can't remember his name now. Usual Suspects guy, comedian.
Kevin Pollak?
Yes. What did you think of his bit for Larry King? His Larry King bit.
Lame.
You didn't think it was that great?
First of all, it took way too long to explain, and then like it was over too quickly, and there wasn't much to it. I don't know.
He does.
Seemed lame to
me. The same explanation every time, though. Like I've watched a couple videos, and he goes, "Here's what you do."
It's like, yeah, wait, am I answering as me, or am I answering as Larry King? Or, you know, like, for those of you who don't want to watch the entire 2-hour show just to get to that bit at the very end, like you have to answer a question as though you're Larry King about, and like, does it give a different question every episode? Is that, have you watched more than one episode?
Watch bits and pieces.
Oh, okay. I was like, of the two of us, I would have thought I would have gone back for another one before you would have.
Well,
and,
he has
I have
some
no
interesting
desire.
People on there. And that was before I actually watched the full Kevin Smith interview. So I was like, after I watched that or listened to that, I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck it up the fucking ass fucking. Fuck. Fuckity fuck fuckle fuckle do. Yeah.
Oh, there's a dude outside with a sleeveless shirt on, black sleeveless shirt. You rock it, man. You rock it.
Now, is a black sleeveless shirt technically still a wife beater or no?
I wouldn't call it wife beater because it was button up. It was like kind of classy, but not. Beater. It's like a
weird
mullet.
Business on the torso, party on the sleeves.
Maybe it's the Incredible Hulk getting home from a hard day of work.
Hulk gets frustrated when bottom line no match.
Hulk hate it when Carl not fill out complete report. Carl, cover page, goddamn.
Hulk hate bullshit office politics.
He would.
Hulk had no more Krispy Kreme in break room after fucking HR get there.
So, Indiana Jones.
Yeah. I love me some Indiana
Jones. Hey, speaking of movies.
Yes.
We managed to get a sitter this week, and wanted to go watch the Harry Potter movie, but we missed the Harry Potter movie.
Because you were late.
Well, yes, but not because of me.
Doubtful.
I think it was a group effort.
No, do not doubt.
I think we lived long enough with you to doubt.
Something you did set this lateness into motion.
I was like ready to walk out the door. You know, I'm sorry, honey, I'm going to throw you under the bus here, but I'm ready to walk out the door, and I go upstairs. I'm like, oh, so are you like your hair's already dry? She goes, no, I haven't gotten in the shower yet. I'm like, we should be out the door like now-ish.
Oh, I wonder what that's like.
So
it's time to leave. Time for me to take a huge shit.
We missed the Harry Potter start, so there were other, you know, we had like a limited time frame, so we couldn't just wait around for the next one because it was going to be like 3.5 hours. So the other two options that my wife,
perfect
I wanted
getaway.
To go see The Hangover because that was starting pretty soon, and I was like, you know, I got great reviews and it's supposed to be really funny. Let's watch The Hangover. I was like, I really don't want to. Well, there's G.I. Joe and G-Force, so pick one of those two.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I would give it
that option. Okay, so I picked G.I. Joe.
Oh. Wait, she was saying this. You didn't want to see The Hangover, or she didn't want to see The Hangover?
My wife didn't want to see The Hangover. I did. So, G.I. Joe, what's the old saying? Life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing? Well, G.I. Joe's a lot
How
like
How old
life.
Is that saying? And who's it been said to? And who said it?
I think it just was now for the first Shakespeare. Time ever. Hang on a second.
You know the old saying, sometimes you find a sock in the bottom drawer, but that bottom drawer may not be yours. You know what I'm saying?
It's
classic. Classic advice.
That Moses
anyway.
Is way ahead of his time.
Anyway, so what was it, you know, a man with the sound and the fury of the scrotum on his nutsack?
Yeah, it's from Macbeth. It is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Yeah. So that's G.I. Joe in a nutshell. But it was kind of frustrating because there were parts in it, you know, I don't want to get spoilery, but...
Really?
You could tell that they had some good ideas. Like Cobra Commander... It could have been so interesting, except it wasn't. It was just, like, kind of dropped on you.
Was that...
Like, oh, by the way, it's Cobra Commander. Oh, yeah, of course it is. I knew that.
Was that played by...
Whoa, everybody! No one's about to do a spoiler without even thinking about it. So if you don't want to hear this spoiler, as soon as I stop talking, fast forward exactly 2 seconds. Ready? Now.
Was that played by Gordon Levitt?
Well, that's the spoiler.
I think that was known.
Oh, well then, yeah.
I just say, I follow a lot of movies now, so I knew it. It had been mentioned several times.
And he's actually creepy. Like, he's kind of like a Hannibal Lecter sort of character, and they could have, you know, a better director would have done much more with it. But,
really? You think Steven Spielberg or, you know, David Fincher was going to hop on G.I. Joe?
I really don't think that Steven Spielberg's that good of a director anymore.
Well, yeah, that's why I chose David Fincher. Because
you know, one time he does an Indiana Jones, and he's dragged down to the bottom of the sea by George Lucas and Shia LaBeouf. You can't lay all the blame at his feet.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but AI and what was that fucking
AI
Tom
was
Cruise
years ago.
Again?
Did you see Catch Me If You Can? Wonderful movie.
Actually, I did. And Catch Me If You Can was
Munich.
That was an uptick.
Munich.
Eric Bana.
It's a movie.
Munich wasn't a good and interesting movie, but it still had some pacing problems.
Your mom has some pacing problems.
She can't keep up with me.
Wrongness.
So right.
So yeah, this idea of Cobra Commander is, you know, just this like super uber creepy guy kind of taken over from the inside. They could have done so much more than that. But to give you an example, there's a scene in the movie where the main hero is asking his girlfriend to marry him, and he's about to ship out, you know, because you got to hit all the cliches. And she says, "I'll marry you, but you have to do one thing for me. You have to make sure that my genius little brother comes back okay." And her genius little brother, like, had just bounded up without being introduced. And she just kind of, like, lays this on of, and here's who this character who just ran up is. He's my genius little brother, and we just accept that he's a genius, even though we haven't seen any instance of his genius. And then moments later, he goes into a building that blows up. Because, again, they have to hit every fucking cliche. Like, and you know, you have to bring him back okay. Turn him off. I'm like, well, he's dead.
Why do you have to be genius? Why can't he be retarded?
And,
apparently not that smart.
Oh, there was... The thing that they showed off in the trailer, the Halo suits that these guys are putting on, because they can't decide if this needs to be, you know, Transformers or Iron Man or, you know, who they're going to rip off at that moment. Those suits, I referred to that whole scene, like the one and only scene in the goddamn movie where they use those, "these suits make you all powerful," as shiny retards chasing cars. Because that's like literally all they use the suits for, is to chase a car on foot. Instead of in another car.
Did they catch the car?
No, they didn't, because they're shiny retards on foot.
But don't they? The suits make them run real fast and jump and
yeah,
flips.
It made them run real fast and then crash into things. And like the Parisians have got to be pretty fucking pissed off, because all that happens is like these guys keep like running into other cars or like, you know, jumping off the hoods and denting them and shit like that.
Did they ditch these suits because they sucked?
No, they just use the suits to keep chasing.
But you said they only use the suits once?
Like, the suits got a little bit fucked up, and then more shit happens, and one guy gets taken hostage, and his suit gets taken away from him, and everybody else, like, it shows them putting the suits on, but then, like, they're not really using the suits ever.
So they're wearing these super awesome suits, like, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and when the suits get introduced, they, like, put them in the suits, and the guys are like, "oh, these are badass, and I just creamed in my pants, this suit's so awesome, blah, blah, blah." The very next scene shows them going through target practice, and you'd think they'd be going through target practice with the badass suits on. No, they're just holding a gun, doing target practice.
Well, they're very heavy and expensive, and you don't want to fuck them up.
Oh, we can't, you certainly don't want to have to learn how to use them before you take them out in the field. No.
Hells no.
So you would say it's a rental, if even that?
I would say it's a way for it to come out on HBO, to be honest. You know, it was... There were lots of explosions and lots of things, like chasing other things and whatever. So, you know, it's sort of a summer popcorn movie, but it was like
lots
there were stupid things
chasing other things.
Yes, but it was stupid things chasing stupid other things. So,
you know, Cobra Commander was pretty creepy ever. When he started turning into a snake in the G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah, well, this guy's pretty damn creepy already. So.
Was once a man.
Yes, I do remember that.
Am I mistaken, or was the voice of Starscream from the Transformers cartoon also the voice of Cobra Commander?
I'm pretty sure you're not mistaken.
I like
Yay.
It. I'm sticking with it.
All right, there. It's Tan Fact.
Yep.
Which is that actual... Disclaimer, Tan Fact is not actual real fact.
Tan Facts should not be used in any sort of essay or in a court of law or even in a casual conversation if you can avoid it.
I did not see any movies this week. Although I do want to see The Perfect Getaway. Fucking Steve Zahn in an action movie just cracks me up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's strictly action, but like a thriller type action movie.
I still haven't been able to find the twist online. It just keeps leading me to a bunch of sites to try and give me viruses. when I look up Perfect Getaway spoiler or Perfect Getaway ending.
Did you try Movie Pooper?
Yeah, it wasn't there. Well, it wasn't there when we tried it last week.
Well, it just came out this week.
Still, the script has been leaked online for a while.
Oh, I think they actually get their spoilers from actual people on Movie Pooper. I could be wrong.
Actual people?
Actual people.
As opposed to the people who read the script, who are faux people?
Yeah, they're faux. They're not real.
I read the script, and now I will post about it online.
I think they get it from people who actually go see the movie. As opposed to read a script, I should say.
I am a bot tweet.
Yes, Tim, you are correct. Same guy did Starscream and the Cover Commander.
Oh, now it's a real fact, not just a tan fact.
Chris Latta, L-A-T-T-A.
100% of tan facts have proven to be true.
So, is it supposed to be like some huge spoiler that's like awesome or something?
Well, the end will make it so the ending is crazy spoil. Oh, you will not believe the twist at the end. Have you seen those commercials?
No, I haven't.
I don't know why the guy talks like that.
Turns out they're children.
I am forcing back a vomit as I talk to you.
Have you noticed that they've found somebody new to replace thee? Somewhere in the depths of space. Man.
The guy who died a few years back?
Yeah, the dude who died. They found somebody else with a similar voice.
What?
And it sounds, I swear to God, like it's Pablo Francisco.
Maybe it is him. Like, we heard that comedy bit. You did a spot-on impression.
It's really good, and we miss him. Can you come in and do, you know, him?
There was this thing on YouTube where it was a bunch of those voiceover guys talking to each other. Like, it was some award show.
They're riding so, like, all. Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very amusing. Especially when they got the guy from Disney, who does, like, all the Disney home videos. It was just, because that's all he kept doing was listing people like he does usually in the commercial. Like, Dumbo, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. And he just kept doing, like, everybody else trying to have a conversation, he just keeps doing that. All right, amusing to me.
Me too.
Less to these douches. Oh, your Michael Jackson 30th anniversary is over.
Oh, I'm sad. Here's your link for you, motherfucker.
Linky dinkadoo! That will not be the link sound this week. Because we've already done several links, and that would be really annoying to hear.
Oh, it's funny. I was listening to Tancast, I think it was 48, and I swear to God, it was whichever one, it was 48 or 49 when we'd recorded two of them back to back because I was going to be in California.
Mm-hmm. Back in April. Yeah.
And it was like, we hit a point where we're just like, link, 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 link.
I do recall that.
We'd like to link it up here at Tancast.
Mm-hmm.
A link it up. Ooh, ooh, a link it up.
What song is that? Shake It Up?
Yeah.
Shake It Up in a Cup. That's all I got.
Nice.
Like paint. I did paintings this weekend. Some more painting. Painting never ends. There's always more stuff to paint.
Ah, yes.
Painted a door. Took off a doorknob.
Dirty whore.
Put on a doorknob.
Did she give your wife a paint job? Did she give you a paint job?
No. No, sir. That's paper. I got some
weed
to
do after this. It is not paper!
Yay, weeding. Yay. I see no weeds.
I'm changing apartment soon. Not excited about that.
Mm. What, Tim? I thought you'd be super excited. You gonna miss those termites?
I think I'm less. I mean, I'm sure once I get into the new place, I'll be happy. It's this part of it. I hate moving.
Yeah, all your shit winds up in boxes. You never know where the fuck anything is.
Yeah, I already couldn't find his Q-tips.
The Q-tips! My wife packed the Q-tips. I'm like, my ear itches. Why would you pack the Q-tips? It's almost 2 weeks out. I got itches.
They got Q-tips at the store, Tim.
I don't want to buy more Q-tips.
You're gonna need Q-tips eventually. More of them.
Not if I die before I'm finished with this big ass box of Q-tips.
Then you don't have to worry about the Q-tips you bought.
Then I have to leave my family with too much Q-tips and not enough money to pay for my funeral.
I think they'll be all right.
What if they build you a casket out of Q-tips?
Best case scenario, they have to cremate me and put me in the Q-tip box.
Where do you want your ashes spread, Tim? Disneyland?
I don't give a fuck. I will be dead.
Did we already discuss that that's illegal?
What?
Yes.
Ashes have to stay in an urn at somebody's house.
Did we discuss this?
Wait, is it illegal to spread people's ashes places?
Well, no, specifically in Disneyland.
Oh.
Well,
Oh, okay.
Specifically, yeah, to dispose of human remains without a permit.
You can get a
people
permit.
People get permits before they don't. People don't get permits before they spread people's ashes in the sea.
No, they don't. But they do it in violation of the law, apparently.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Trust the guy who's gone through it most recently.
Where'd you put the ashes?
Never mind. We don't want to say anything incriminating.
They're at my brother's house, exactly like it says on the death certificate.
Oh, really? It says you cannot spread these ashes without a permit.
No, it's like if you move and you move the ashes, you're supposed to like update the death certificate of where the remains have been moved.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe. Have you guys seen that G.I. Joe shirt where it's like knowing is half the battle? And the other half is red lasers and blue lasers?
And blue lasers, yes. That cracked me up.
No, but that's funny.
It's on threadless.com, I think. Oh, man, that was one thing that was... Like, there were a couple of things in the movie that, like, you know, the little geek boy in me who used to watch G.I. Joe was like, hey, that's the thing. And there were a couple where they, like, just totally lampshaded it. Like, Marlon Wayans gets some painkillers injected into him, and he turns to one guy and goes, wow, man, you got real lifelike hair. And the guy, and like, reaches for his head, and the guy grabs his arm, and he goes, oh, and a kung fu grip! I'm like, oh, lifelike hair and a kung fu grip. Yep, thank you, 1950s G.I. Joe commercials.
G.I. Joe!
And General Hawk does say, knowing is half the battle. And then Duke says it back to him later. Well, you say knowing is half the battle, and I know blah blah, so you should let me in.
Did they do a special, thing? A new knowing half the battle thing?
Like a public service announcement?
Oh, no, they didn't. We actually waited until after the commercial, after the credits to see if they'd done...
That director sucks. You know,
like a PSA.
Seriously.
Oh, when it got boring, though, I love my wife, because there were some parts where she was like...
She went down on you?
No, it's better. She turns to me and goes, hey, kid, I'm a computer. Help, computer. Stop all the... There was some, like, computer part, and she just yells out, stop all the downloading!
What the hell?
You haven't seen those?
No.
You haven't seen the Fensler
film? Someone read the PSAs, so they just say bizarre shit.
Oh! Yes, I have. I saw enough of them to know that none of them amused me at all.
Oh.
None of them?
There was
no,
one part...
they're so stupid!
Destro's got this look on his face like he's really pissed off at somebody that he just talked to, and my wife turns to me and goes, what the fuck are you kids doing on my fucking lawn? And I cracked up. Because Tim has no mirth.
Right. Contrary to what we said at the beginning of this fucking podcast.
Yes. No, whatever that link is that you just sent me, apparently that website got the dig effect earlier today, and they are down.
I just brought it up.
Really?
It's all, I'm looking at it right now.
Wow, I'm incapable of loading it.
Are you talking about the A6WZW one?
Yeah. ImageUR.com. Yep, I haven't been able to load that all day. There was a bunch of things on dig that I wanted to see.
Maybe you're being blocked.
You're being blocked because you are a cocksucker.
Tim, you click on it.
I did. I got it. Knowing. Half the battle. Wow. Red lasers, blue lasers. Done it.
So this is actually a good time to plug a site.
Oh, good.
That I think is kind of cool. It's called Down for Me or Everyone Else.
Down for Everyone or Just Me.
Yes, there we go.
.com.
It's like if you're wondering if a site is down for just you or everyone, you can go to that site and it will check for you.
Wow. Yep, that site is up. So apparently it's just Comcast deciding that they're going to block it.
I have Comcast.
Well, apparently it's just my Comcast.
I will soon have Comcast.
Yay, everyone's on Comcast. Woohoo!
I hate Comcast. Comcast can suck a nut.
You save some money, though, Tim, by calling. Tim does not like to talk to people on the phone.
I don't! I don't like to talk to people! With the exception of my two best friends every week.
And your wife. I hate it when people will call me, say something, and then think of something else, and call me again, and they hang up, and then call me again. I'm like, oh, really? You couldn't just think of this? Write it all down. And they call me. It's tell me everything you need to know at once.
I hate when I text someone and they call me back. I'm like, if I wanted to have a phone conversation with you, I would have initiated the calling. Just text me back. Especially when it's like a yes or no question. Like, really? You had to call me back to say yes or no?
I hate it when, though, you call somebody and they just text you back.
I love that. I'm like, even better.
Or I don't like it when people, like, you call and leave a message and they just call you right back and don't even listen to the message. It's like,
oh yes, I don't like that.
You need to know what's in that message. You didn't need to call back.
You know what else I hate? I hate when people leave a message like, hey, it's me, call me back. Fuck you! Why? Why am I calling you back? Tell me why you called!
My mom, you know what I hate? My mom does that.
I hate it
lot.
When my ex-girlfriend used to call me and not leave a message. Because I didn't want to answer the fucking phone.
And then I hate when she would call the other phone. And then call the other
yes.
phone. And then call the
no,
other
no, no.
phone.
No, this is when she was my ex-girlfriend. And I had a new girlfriend.
Oh.
I hated that. Because I was like, the last time I talked to you, you were very angry at me. And you called me a bunch of things. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Now you're calling me. And I don't want to pick up the phone and just get hit with abuse or whatever.
We call you a bunch of things.
Yeah, because my roommates already hit me with plenty of abuse. And I don't even have to pick up the phone. I just have to sit on the couch waiting to leave with one sock on and one sock off, watching the television.
I just have to get out of bed. I can just lay in bed and hurl insults at me.
Incoming mockery!
Mock, mock, mock. I will not be mocked.
You're fat. You'll never make anything of yourself.
Jesus
we
Christ.
Hate you. Your parents hated you.
Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't know any better. They were contractually bound to love you.
Wouldn't that be funny? It's like contract. You're contractually bound to love this child. I know he's ugly. Just just don't look directly at him. I'm not talking about Annie specifically. I'm just talking about children.
Still.
Children are not cute and cuddly like they make out in TV shows when they come out. Now they're starting. I remember, I remember in Night Court, they delivered a baby in an elevator. And that baby came out clean and all nice looking. Mm-hmm. Babies don't look like that when they come out. Mm-mm. They're slimy. Nope. Misshapen.
Waxy. Bloody.
Bloody, yes.
Yeah. They've got that stuff, that waxy shit on them that keeps them from getting all pruny in the amniotic fluid.
I didn't even know that. Did you try to light your child on fire?
Why would I try to light my child on fire?
Like a candle.
Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the womb.
The womb.
Yeah, I don't think that my son's first experiences with oxygen needed to necessarily be using his body to convert it to carbon dioxide.
Well, that's your
opinion. At least not that aggressively.
That's yo. Every
you can be aggressive about it. You can be casual. Or some flip flops, some shorts.
Or some Crocs. We know you had them. In fact, you had them in the hospital, as I recall, if we go back. Can't get more cash than that.
Do you wear your Crocs with socks?
I don't wear my Crocs anymore. I'm not.
Do you wear your Crocs
hospital.
In a box? Do you wear your Crocs
wear my
while
Crocs
eating locks?
While I eat locks. And Tim sucks cocks.
Do you wear your Crocs with your smock?
Do the soldiers wear your Crocs in Iraq?
I wear my Crocs while your mom's on my jock.
Ooh, nice one. But you're still wearing fucking Crocs.
He would wear them here or there. He would wear them anywhere.
Tim, bust out your art skills again. I think it's time you do a little comic strip again. Little rhyme.
Green Crocs on man.
That's good.
Now I have to buy Green Eggs and Ham just so I can do a page by page.
Really? You want to be that ambitious?
Got to be accurate. Yep. So this is something I don't know where else I will ever get to share it, so I'm going to share it on Tancast. Last night, I was having a bout with some explosive diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm with you. It was just like Niagara Falls butt. But while I was sitting in the bathroom late at night with the, you know, with the window open, I just always leave our bathroom window open, keep smells and moisture in and out. Someone was having some mad sex across the way. I just thought it was a weird juxtaposition of the two things happening at once. Like,
Did you try to drown them out?
No. I could have literally drowned them, but I didn't drown them out.
Oh. You okay now, Tim?
Actually, what made me think of it is my stomach started cramping just now.
I do have that effect on people. Well, my voice does.
Look at that.
He has the brown note.
Call back.
You didn't throw up, did you?
No.
Every time someone diarrhea, I always think of throat, because that's what someone had, who I will not name, had before they threw up. Did you? That's about the time the guy had, my friend had to vomit and throw up at the same time, and he chose vomit.
Chose poorly.
Yep. Yeah, he chose poorly. So.
He chose to vomit in the thing and shit on the wall.
I'd rather clean the vomit off the wall. I'll tell you that right now.
Uh-huh.
I would vomit straight up while I was shitting and then hope I could finish shitting and get out of the way before the vomit landed.
Rainbow showers. You are a quick bent over backwards runner, so I think you could probably do it.
One time, what Andy's referring to, one time in high school, I filled my mouth full, I think it was Pepsi.
It was Pepsi.
And I was going to go like, hey guys, look, I'm a sprinkler. And I was glad I bent back in a similar to like the Matrix. But nah, I didn't bend all that far. But I just bent
back
and I was
pretty freaking limber. You were bent back a good ways.
All right. So I was going to, you know, like spit little spouts of water around, like, you know, like spit, 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 and then spit one long thing and go back. However, as I went back, either Scott or Andy did something to make me laugh, and so I just went, and I just shot this rain cloud of Pepsi up over my head, but now I'm bent back staring up at it as it's falling back towards me. So I just ran forward still in that position to get out of the way.
Because he couldn't stand up to run away. His standing up would have taken him through the cloud.
So if you picture... If you picture Keanu Reeves from The Matrix in that position where he's being shot at by the bullets, but then running forward, that's what I did.
Oh, I almost pooped myself laughing at you. Because you pulled it off. You said this cloud, and all of a sudden this, uh-oh, look. You just started running without moving.
That's not good.
And you pulled it off. Like, you traveled quickly in that position. It was awesome.
Tim is an amazing Nailed fella. It.
I know. Very bendy.
Oh, I'm so who are you telling?
Oh, dear.
You're telling. Yeah.
Looks like my wife's flight has been delayed.
I call him Gumby. Do you have to pick her up?
Yep.
Yep. When you gotta go do that?
Well, she was supposed to get here at 10:05, then it was looking like 10:20 now.
Oh, so not for a while.
Yeah. We're recording at 5 in the afternoon. Evening. Sun's out.
Wondering.
I'm gonna say afternoon.
It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day out. I'm looking out my window. There's
a
tree.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's hot
a beautiful
as hell here.
Day for some children to fall and die. To fall and die.
Are they being loud again?
Always.
Always.
Tim, see? Are you going to miss that?
No. Not now.
There will probably be more kids, though.
Yep.
Yes, but at least the way our new apartment is situated, like, our stairway only goes up to our apartment. So... Like, there's no reason for kids to be up on our stairway, whereas...
Oh, they'll go there anyways.
Oh, well, then they'll die.
Yes. Tim will push them back off. In 25 hours, I hop aboard a flight to Vegas.
Woo! Yeah!
Las Vegas!
Gamble it up, motherfucker.
Nope.
See if you can...
Working.
See if you can take your child and see how much you can get for it.
Are you staying near the Strip?
I'm staying on the Strip.
Ooh, look
then what
at
do you mean there's no time for gambling? There's obviously time for gambling.
I'm there to work, and I'm not a big gambler.
Well, there's always time for gambling, though.
My wife's like, you have to go and play slots.
I'm not a big gambler, and I can find time to gamble. I get angry when I gamble, and I still do it.
Tim hates losing money.
I do.
Yeah, that's the thing, is anytime I go and gamble or whatever, I'm just very aware that I'm just throwing money away.
Just take $20 and just go, you know what, I'm never going to see this $20 again. And then do with it what you will. If you end up with more than $20, good for you. If you end up without the $20, well, that's what you thought of anyway.
You know, I just realized that my last tweet was Friday night, I think. Yeah, Friday night. And I haven't tweeted since then, and the last one I put on there was, my dad and his dad mistook heart issues for indigestion. Now I have heartburn, I hope, and panic. And then that's the last thing I tweeted.
Nice. Way to leave people hanging.
Yeah. Well, you know, way to leave like a couple dozen people hanging. I don't have that many followers.
People.
I'm not that interesting.
Everyone's wondering what's going on.
I'm one of those followers.
Well, when are you going to go to the doctor, Andy?
I'm thinking soon.
Okay. That's a good plan.
That's a very nebulous concept. I was going to go to the dentist soon. That didn't work out well.
And now look at him. We call him Toothless Tim.
Yeah. Well, but, that night, that Friday night, I was, you know, it wasn't a good Friday night because I'm looking up what are the symptoms of heart attack, and it turns out that the symptoms of heart attack are essentially the same as the symptoms of indigestion, plus the symptoms of a panic attack. It's like racing heart, cold, clammy skin, feeling of panic.
Mm. Well, I mean, they both had indigestion for quite a while before it happened, didn't they?
Well, they thought that they'd had indigestion for quite a while.
Right, right. But, I mean, it wasn't just, like, a day of it. It wasn't, like, an extended period of time, like, more than a day.
Yeah, but it was some pretty intense pains right in the middle of my chest. Of course, if Tums cure heart attacks,
well,
then...
Well, it could be that you're thinking about it a lot. It could be psychosomatic.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, you know, I was as soon as it happened and I hit that panic mode, like, I was just completely focused on it, and I could not get my brain off of it.
Well, you know what? They make urgent care for a reason.
Yep.
And you know
yeah,
what if...
and I was... It started to subside with some Tums because I was like, I was literally on the door to have on the edge of having my wife drive me to urgent care.
And if it makes you, if it gives you peace of mind, then I say go for it.
Yep.
It does suck when you when your medical insurance is not happening.
Well, yes.
You're like, oh, I hope I can stay healthy for another month.
You don't have medical insurance at this moment?
I do not.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
That's not very nice. At your barbecue, I'm going to have a lot of low cholesterol foods.
Really? There will be no low cholesterol foods.
I'm going to bring some then.
I'm going to fucking take bacon and cook it in bacon fat that was cooked in bacon fat.
What?
That's going to be it. I don't know. I'm throwing shit out there.
How do you cook bacon fat in bacon fat?
I don't know. It's out there.
Yes, because it's impossible.
Someone did it.
It's just a larger vat of bacon fat. That's all you did. You just cooked more bacon fat than you originally were going to. You can't cook bacon fat in bacon fat.
Sure you can.
It's 10 facts. No one has to curve.
I like that your entire logical refutation of that argument was, sure you can. And I'm out. Nailed it.
All right, maybe we should wrap this tan cast up.
Maybe you should wrap your penis up so there are no more Noahs.
Yes.
I'll work on that.
Good.
All right. I'm glad we got that all straightened out.
It's freaking warm in this room.
It's freaking warm in this
room. All right, Tim.
On that note, good night, everybody. I was Andy.
I'm still Tim.
I'm Noah. I got a boat.
And we're Attencast, apparently, this week.
No, I was hoping you were gonna.
Wouldn't it be Antcast?
It would have been, except I said I'm Tim before you said you were Noah, so that'd be Atten.
No, it's Ant. It's fact.
Noah's abusing Tanfax.
What?
Tanfax aren't like the Pope. You're not just infallible all of a sudden.
On Tancast, I am.
No.
This is my fantasy world. Have you either of you seen that new movie Lovely Bones? Seen a preview for it?
Not even heard of it.
No.
Oh. It kind of reminds me of What Dreams May Come.
What Dreams May Come? Wow.
Pinch poke you owe me a cocks.
You will get no cocks from me!
It's directed by Peter Jackson. Go look it up. Looks good, I think. No, look it up right now.
I'm more interested in District 9.
Okay. That's not directed by Peter Jackson, though.
But he presented it.
Yes, he presented it. What the fuck does that mean?
Probably means he threw some money at it to get it produced.
Or distribution.
That too. Not unlike Steven Spielberg for Back to the Future.
Steven Spielberg making movies, yeah.
Noah signing us off with some random shit.
Random shit, motherfucker.
The thing is, your notes never go where I think they're going to.
Because I fucking don't know how to sing. I don't have a plan for my notes.
I'm like, he's going to go up. Oh, no, he went down.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Fucking, I'll surprise you.
To say the least.
All right, I gotta go pee too.
All right, well, good night, tan casties and tan nasties.
Remember, peeing's good for you. Don't hold it, it can hurt your bladder.
I'll hurt your bladder with my fist.
All right.
That was very violent.
I hope you left enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
I did not see this video, but then you see the video of Arnold, like, holding a knife.
I think they talked about it on The Daily Show.
I didn't actually see it. I'm like, really? That does seem kind of odd.
Like, he was talking about the economy or something, but for some reason he's holding a knife. Like, whatever he was talking about had nothing to do with the knife.
Arnold, you scare me.
This is why healthcare is important. Yeah, I stop you.
And he had to put that by some people. Like, all right, here's what I want to do. Why are you holding the knife?
If Michael Jackson has taught us nothing, the people are surrounded by people who will just say, yes, that's a good idea. Go ahead and do that. I'm pretty sure Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of those people. Oh. Noah stopped recording, everybody, so if you're wondering why we can't hear Noah, it's because he's busy getting skull-fucked.
Noah's fisting himself in the pee hole.
His wife put on a strap-on, popped out his eyeball, and is just fucking the shit out of his right eye socket. Not the left. That one's kind of slutty. Just the right.
Yep. You should hear what we're hearing.
Oh, the humanity. You just hear the squishy brain noises.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to stop recording, too. Why don't you shut the fuck up, mister? No one can hear you anyway. He said nothing. He said nothing. He said blah. That means nothing in the world of people. Thank you for listening to Tancast episode 60. We are having a great month so far in August on Podcast Alley. We are number 16. We could crack the top 10 of overall podcasts if you would just vote. There is a link in the show notes that you can just click on it and vote. In fact, there's even a tiny one so you can repost it on your Twitters, on your Facebooks, on your MySpace. It's in the bottom. Wait, let me put a link. There you go. Link at the very bottom of the show notes that you can repost, put in your Twitters. Help us get some more votes. We can get in the top 10 of podcasts, and that will be awesome for us. So if you can do that, if you can write us a review on iTunes or rate us on iTunes, go to Tancast.com, leave a comment. Just tell your friends about Tancast so that we can take Tancast to the next level. Or we can leave it at this level and, Well, whether we stay at this level or the next, we thank you for listening to us.
Tancast. So I picked G.I. Joe.
Oh. Wait, she was saying this. You didn't want to see The Hangover, or she didn't want to see The Hangover?
Noah, fix your audio. My wife didn't want to see The Hangover.
All right, hold on. Is it making that noise again?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You have to stop recording to do it? Ah.
Yep.
Now it's where we can say whatever we want, and Noah can't answer.
Yep. So, Noah, tell us more about that time that you sucked that dude's ass. You did it for free?
That sucks. He said it was delicious, and we don't have it on tape.
I fucking hate YouTube annotations.
I hate the way just a lot of people use them, where it looks like a stock car from the Indy 500. It's like there's a green one, a red one, a blue one. I'm like, Jesus Christ, and they're like all over, and the white one. I'm like, Christ.
Yeah, it's like if pop-up video weren't clever.
Are you recording again?
Yay. Noah's back and recording.
Sometimes
excellent.
They provide useful information, but most time not.
All right, we can't keep going with a conversation that was happening while you weren't recording.
Yeah, we can.
So, what we were saying was something about...
I hate YouTube annotations.
No. No. You were in the middle of G.I. Joe.
Oh, yes.
Ah!
Why?
So, G.I. Joe, what's the old saying? Life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing? Well, G.I. Joe's a lot like life.